Salim chapter 27, Mishnah 9. Sadin shitama midras, a sheet that contracted midras impurity. So again, for example, a zav sat on it. The aso vilon, and then he takes it and he makes it into a curtain and he hangs it in a doorway. So in this case, tar mina midras. We learned before that it is purified from midras impurity because you can't sit on a curtain. So the use of this piece of sheet is now no longer something which, you know, you sit on, and therefore it's changed its form and it's no longer susceptible to midras impurity.
But it was, how does it change its state?
Because once he's physically altered it to make it into a curtain, so it loses its midras impurity. Aval tame maga midras, but says this Tana, it's touched something which is impure to midras impurity, which is itself. So he holds that it would be now first level impurity. Amar Rabbi Yossi says, V'chi ba'ez midras naga zeh. He doesn't like this. He says, what midras did it touch? It didn't touch any midras. Ela imka naga bo azav. Unless a zav actually touched the curtain, tame b'maga zav. It is impure by touching a zav. Otherwise, Rabbi Yossi holds that it would actually become pure when you hang it up for a curtain. It wouldn't be a dropper level.